Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a vile femon that's in the Labour Party in the UK. Now, she's under investigation about a couple of council houses or something she bought or sold or whatever. But she'll probably get away with it because she's a femon. But just look at her. You can actually tell what type of person she is, can't you? And this femon does this a lot. She makes a personal attack towards the Prime Minister. Not about his policies, about his size. His pint size, she called him. Is this the way a grown-up politician should act? Is this the way a grown-up person should act? Femons drag anything they're in down to their level. I haven't heard this femon say anything of any intelligence. But she does love the sound of her own voice, as most femons do. And that's why a lot of governments, a lot of countries, are actually broken. They're not working. Because they're spending all the time backstabbing each other, which femons are very well known for. And also the childish behaviour. And there's a person in the America government that reminds me very much of this person. That's right, I think it's AOC, I believe, I'm not sure. But what good do these femons do? They're basically agitators, aren't they? They're not there to find a solution. They're there to create chaos and drama. And all they really are is a bunch of vipers that are using the taxpayers' money to spread their unrest. They turn politics into another soap. And I thought politics was for grown-ups and reasonably intelligent people. That's just my thoughts, guys. Let me know what you think. Take it easy.